Welcome to the Ag Innovation News Podcast, presented by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute of Minnesota. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ag Innovation News Podcast here from AURI. I'm your host, Jamie Dickerman. Thanks for making us a part of your day, watching or listening wherever you might be today. And we are joined by Holly Callahan from Greenseam, Economic Development Specialist with Greenseam. Holly, thanks a lot for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We appreciate that.
Hi, Jamie. Yeah, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I guess we should start right away with the question. If people aren't familiar with Greenseam, give us a little background on what Greenseam is all about.
Yeah, Greenseam is an economic development organization supporting the food and agricultural industries here in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa, or what we call the Greenseam region. And it's an economic development entity that deviates maybe from what economic development has traditionally been for the last 100 years, where it takes a very private sector driven approach, public and private partnership approach to making the asset that is food and agriculture in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa our main horse in the race for achieving more economic prosperity, rural prosperity. We've had a great 150 years of agriculture here, and we want to see another 150 years ahead. So we're here to support the industry's growth and vitality here in the region.
Well, talk about your background a little bit, Holly. Like, how long have you been with the Greenseam? What's your history like?
Mm-hmm. My background is in banking before economic development, in deposits and loans and the community finance space. And I transitioned to Greenseam 3 years ago and have been overseeing our programs and outreach to rural communities and businesses. And my background, the common thread in it is a love of supporting food and agriculture and a love of rural communities, and a love of, seeing investment into rural places, and that quality of life improvement that everyone gets to experience when that happens.
Very cool. And, so when you look at Greenseam and what you do, you had a report, the State of the Agricultural Ecosystem Report, right? That's the big report that came out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the State of the Agricultural Ecosystem. This is the sixth year we've done it, and it's maybe folks have noticed a change in it. It was formerly called the State of Ag Report or State of Agriculture Report, and we since added that word ecosystem.
So talk about that report, the main point of that report, and what questions, what information you're gathering with a report like that.
Yeah. The report is really meant to be a platform for food and agricultural businesses that form Minnesota's agricultural economy to have a voice in a way that doesn't just isolate production agriculture, because the impact of food and agriculture in the state goes so far beyond just what happens on the farm. It's about 2% of the GDP of the state of Minnesota that is made up of just production agriculture, but 15% of the state's economy is of all of the after the farm, before the farm, surrounding industries that make this agricultural ecosystem or ag economy, whatever you want to call it, and also provides 10% of the jobs in the state. So this report offers a more global look at not only how do we protect this really critical industry of production agriculture, but how do we maximize that impact? Because that's really a core driving industry of our greater Minnesota communities. And that's our here in southern Minnesota and a lot of the western and northwestern part of the state, really what's been our source of growth and vitality in the past and what we'll continue to. And how are we able to ask ourselves, what does the industry need from their legislators? What does the industry need from, in terms of investment? What are the opportunities? And the report asks businesses point blank, how was your last year? What are you seeing coming in the year ahead? And what is at top of mind for you right now in your business, so that we're able to then relay their voice, the things they're saying, to those leaders at the state, to those business leaders across the state. And it's not just looking at economic data. It's really giving a voice to the industry on what they need to continue fueling the greater Minnesota communities.
Well, and, you know, a word that is used so much in the ag world that we hear so much about is sustainability. And whether you're talking about farming or what you're talking about, sustainability is something that we all, you know, it's like a buzzword. We're all using it. When you're talking about sustainable agricultural economy, talk about that a little bit, because it's important for this area. We're talking about sustainability. We're talking about the economy and ag. We know that there's been some rough spots out there, right?
Right. Yeah. Sustainability really has 100 different definitions. And in from an economic development perspective, in agriculture, it's all about asking more than quarter to quarter, how do we continue to drive growth in this critical industry in the state? But how do we make sure we can continue to watch this incredible resource that we have in our soil, and this incredible resources we have in the intellectual property and the proprietary processes to add value to it, and to in ARI terms, and to innovate how we, you know, bring food and fiber and fuel from our awesome soil here. And we've been doing it for 150 years, but there's also it's not like other industries where there's with the same predictability. When we're, you know, dealing with natural resources, there's so much more at stake, and there's so much more to navigate and account for and to steward, and also to learn how to gain a return on. So that's kind of a vague and really amorphous way of saying sustainability in agriculture, in the economy, is about not only looking at how do we be profitable with the industries that are creating this 15% of the GDP, but how do we do it in a way that takes into account the really unique constraints of production agriculture, where they're dealing with seasonality, they're dealing with global markets, they're dealing with you know, pests and soil health that the rest of the industry just doesn't really deal with. I mean, an agricultural banker is counting on their ag clients to be able to stay a bank, but they're dealing with very different constraints. And same with the food processor or the ethanol maker. So say a sustainable agricultural economy is one that doesn't try to outpace the production sector, but learns how to work really closely with it.
Very true. And, you know, you said it, it's so, volatile, I guess you could say, or variable. You know, there's so much to take into account when you're looking at this. I wonder, when you do report like this, what is the most significant things you found, or trends maybe that you found in the report this time?
Mm-hmm. The trends this year are in many ways a continuation of what we've seen over the past 3 years. Something shifted in like 2023, where I'd say what's stayed true throughout that whole time is overall, for our 300 food and agricultural businesses represented in this report, and those businesses cover virtually every sector. So this agricultural ecosystem I've hinted at, but it includes the production sector, processing, equipment manufacturing, component manufacturing, many different types of manufacturing, the logistics, supply chain, warehousing, the research and the education institutions, utilities, public sector. The professional services are a really critical one. This report really zooms in on three of those groups, which is production, anything with manufacturing, so it could be processing, could be durable goods for our food and ag. And then it also looks at like services, whether it's like the technical on-farm services or like those other B2B like professional services. Those are the main groups. And over the last 6 years we've done it, overall, businesses are saying across Minnesota, virtually every industry, overall, we're pleased with the direction of the industry. And overall, we are continuing to see growth in our businesses. It's always been a majority that are saying that. But what makes this year different? So over the last 6 years, we've consistently seen every segment of the ecosystem say, by and large, we're growing. And by and large, we support and approve of the direction agribusiness industries are heading in Minnesota. The trend, though, has been a slow decline on both of those counts of how much growth businesses have been experiencing or how much they're anticipating in the year ahead, as well as just their sentiment of that. That's that namesake question of how do you feel about the state of the industry, the direction the industry is headed. And it asks on two levels, the in the state of Minnesota and in your local community. But that was different this year from past years. So past years, we had asked, how do you feel about the state of the agricultural ecosystem in your region? And to it, because this is we leverage this report so much in the with policymakers, we use it as an education document for lawmakers on our industries. We're like, let's really just drill down on Minnesota. We changed the question to ask them how they feel about it in the state. And we saw an even steeper decline in sentiment this year. So there's definitely, it's still net positive. So we're glad to see that. But what's making it go down is the question that is really critical to ask of, and why did it go down so steeply as soon as we brought up the state of Minnesota? The other trend, though, about business growth, that one did not see a steep change in this year. It's just been on kind of a steady downward trajectory. And the theme of the whole report in terms of how businesses have been performing and what they're anticipating for next year was really this word maintain that we saw that made this report unique from past reports, where businesses are just crossing their fingers in the coming year that, you know, if they can just stay where they're at in their profitability and their output, however they're measuring growth, if they can just stay where we are, we're going to have a good year. And we're that sparks a little concern on our part. We're very pleased that overall things are still positive, but it's important for us as a platform for those voices to be elevating that there's a decline and we can't do that forever. So how are we going to reverse it? And who needs to know?
Well, and that's, you know, and so again, you get information like that. Now, what do you do with that information? Where do you go? Like what things can be done to take steps to maybe make changes or do what you need to do here?
Mm-hmm. The first one I'd say is definitely talking to our lawmakers. I wouldn't call this like a strictly lobbying document where, you know, we're at the Capitol every time they're in session or anytime our lawmakers are in town, where I would call this a tool for educating. And that's what makes us unique in relation to the legislature and our lawmakers at the federal and state levels, is that rather than having key unique issues that Green Seam is going to bat for, we were able to unify the voices of the industry on you know, what is everyone saying? And sometimes it's issue specific, but oftentimes it's a little bit more broad, like costs to businesses, input costs to businesses are higher than they've ever been. For agribusiness in particular, it's a greater concern of food and ag businesses than even the taxes they pay. And we've seen double digit percent increases in the amount of property taxes that businesses and farms are paying. But they're more concerned actually about the cost of goods, the cost of inputs for their business. And that's true of manufacturers too. So if that's the case, but we're also seeing legislation come through that is and it's across the board, I think, for many different areas of policy. But if new policies in this state are then exacerbating the cost of just doing business, and just seemingly out of touch with how the costs have gone up in so many other categories, it really makes you ask, do they even know the economics at play on our farms and in our rural businesses? If they're able to, you know, pass policies that put businesses out of business and make businesses choose other places to get started. So it's a policy document in that way. So we're mailing this to every lawmaker with a cover letter on the front that's very clear about what the call to action is and what's needed by the industry. That's going to go to every lawmaker in the state of Minnesota. And then we also take every opportunity too for those business leaders, those private sector leaders in our network, to ensure that they're able to see whether they're in the professional services realm or if there are fellow economic developers. They can see what are the opportunities for investment into food and agriculture, and how can we better work together as public sector leaders or business economic development leaders to achieve that growth together.
Well, and that brings me to the question then, because this is the Ag Innovation News podcast from AURI. I'm wondering how have you worked with AURI in the past? You know, how do you partner with them? How do they help you in the goal of what you're trying to do?
Mm-hmm. AURI is such a critical research entity, but also business development entity, where we've just been able to refer dozens and dozens of food startups, or even just like food scale ups and agricultural scale ups to AURI over the years, because of how technical the product development, the R&D support is, but also like the branding and the marketing and the business development support is. So it's been AURI has been a fantastic partner for having a true wraparound service where we can be the front door to agriculture in the region and to food. But we know that past the front door, we have these awesome partners where we can send businesses and know that they're getting the next step of assistance they need to grow their business. And we're just so excited about all the ways that those value adds that AURI leads the creation of in this state, how many of them are attracting the attention of global food and ag businesses, and really bringing the industry into the future, and it's sparking people's imagination for ag being more than cows, sows, and plows, and it being able to be a very precision and high tech innovative business. So we love being associated with that.
So I mean, even though the report we find, there's some things that are concerning out there, there is also a lot of optimism out there.
There is, yes. Agriculture is extremely resilient. If you look at like the state GDP graphs, and then if you look at like the change year over year in like percent change in GDP, and then also the percent change of just the ag sector GDP, ag is almost like inverse to the rest of the troughs and peaks of the greater economy. So it is such an asset in this state, and it's so stabilizing. It provides so much resiliency to our economy. We almost didn't experience the Great Recession because of it. So we know that there's hills and valleys to the economy and to business sentiment and to the business environment at large. But even while we're in this slump, we're seeing more and more businesses say, I want to invest in my business. And if they can't afford that big expansion, they're investing in other ways, either into their staff or into equipment or into new technologies. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of this entrepreneurial spirit at play in, especially I'd say, production agriculture and the value added sector.
Holly, if people want to get some more information on that report or other things that Green Seam is doing, how can they find out more?
They can go to greenseam.org or on socials, LinkedIn and Meta at Greenseam Region. The report can be found at greenseam.org/SAE, like State of the Agricultural Ecosystem. We also have other information on our programs. We have different networking events throughout the year, different opportunities for rural communities and businesses to either get upskilling training or just to make new connections. So I'd welcome anyone to reach out if they have any questions.
Awesome. Holly, thanks so much for doing this. We really appreciate you sharing some of that. It was very, very informational. So we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Holly Callahan there from Greenseam there and talking about the State of the Agricultural Ecosystem Report. And go to greenseam.org to get more information on all of that. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to this edition of the AURI Ag Innovation News Podcast. We'll see you next time. This has been the Ag Innovation News Podcast, presented by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute of Minnesota.